views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're having fun today. We're working with the energy field. I'm going to be painting readings of energy field if you want to call in. And we do have some that came in with the email bag that I'll do that as well. But I want to talk a little bit more about the energy field because this month of August is so powerful for manifesting, for really being brave and having the courage to move into something that's really the true and real you. And, you know, if you've just felt like you just try, it's very frustrating. I understand that. But there is this place and there's this opportunity in the energy of this current month that it's like, you know what? What have I got to lose? Let me just do this. You can use this opportunity to really move yourself into something that you've really been wanting to do, even if you are a little nervous about it or really scared of change. I mean, a lot of people are. It's, you know, change is the unknown. It's the unknown, right? It's absolutely the unknown. So I've got a lot going on here. I've got paints out. I've got everything going on. We're live streaming, by the way, on video as well. And if you have not checked that out, you can go to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And you can check out the live streaming video so you can see what's going on while I'm doing it. And we always archive everything, video and audio. We're live streaming now and broadcasting through 12:30 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So hello up there to my Westerly friends and all up in the New England area. And we are also live streaming in our network is TransformationTalkRadio.com. So you can listen audio that way. We have it going on everywhere. So one of the main reasons that I wanted to bring video to the show was because I do like to paint the readings. And it's kind of nice to watch that as it's happening. So if this is brand new to you, we're not trying to create masterpieces or photographic pictures of in detail in just a few minutes here. I want you to understand what I'm doing. I'm utilizing artist tools, paintbrushes, colors. Colors have energy, the strokes, the feeling that I'm getting. And what I'm doing is I'm just trying to express physically in a visual way what I'm picking up intuitively so you can follow along. So nothing's going to be like a shape of anything. It's just more of, and I'll explain it as I'm doing it because it's powerful. It's just powerful. I love doing it this way. So that's why we're doing this. So if you want to call in for a reading of the energy field, we're focusing on the energy field and what might be patterns that are holding in your energy field. What might be feeling like, you know, if you feel like you just can't move past something or you feel stuck, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for answers for you. And you can take it or leave it. Okay, guys, this is just another tool that can help you figure out where you want to go and what you need. Because I'm not here to try to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what I pick up, but that doesn't mean it's permanent. That means oh, okay, that's what it is. Now I know what I'm working with or dealing with, so I can find a way to bust through that. I can find a way around that. I can find another option that would work better for me. So that's why I'm doing this. This month is really incredible, and I have a lot of interesting experiences that are happening as well. I have nature is just talking to me like crazy, and then I'm saving that and I'm sharing it with you. A couple of weeks ago, it was the finch and a mother and her babies, and for the last 2 weeks, it's been bumblebee. And people are going, well, that's everyday occurrences. They're around. Well, I don't think so when they want to sit on your shoulder and hang out with you and be your best friend. That's a little bit different. And some people are like, I don't know about a bee. Well, me neither. I've been stung before. But this is different. There's one bee. Now there's two. And they just want to hang out with me, literally. They want to sit when I'm outside. They want to be close. And I thought for sure one day I was going to be completely annihilated, you know, with anger from a bee, because I was watering baskets on my balcony and really drowned this poor little bee. And it just came climbing to the top, looked at me, was like, okay, and moved over and found shelter under a flower petal. And I realized, and I just acknowledged, you know, in my thoughts, communicating with this beautiful creature that, you know, hey, I didn't mean to do that to you, and I will watch out for you next time. And we've been best friends since, I know. And it's different. My husband will go out there. He's like, nope, the bee doesn't want anything to do with him. It's just me. So every time I go out there, I'm like, okay, what is it that you want me to share? What is it that I need to know? And I always do that first out of a humble, like, awareness, like, what do I need to learn? And everything pretty much that I learn, I'm supposed to share with you. It's just what I do. Why hold it back? If there's something that has been encouraging and uplifting and has helped me, why not share that with you? And so they work very hard, but they're also about the joy and the honey, it's interesting that they represent, you know, good things coming in, really good things. If you can go with that, every time I ask for clarity, every time I sit down for, you know, answers on and guidance with angels, I keep getting the joy, the big things, the joy. You're not going to see that in the news. No, you're not. And I'm not here to even argue that. You're going to see that because that's the other side of it. You know, that's the shadow side. I'm here to show you all the incredible things that are actually out there that you may not be seeing or you might be missing. And bees are saying, don't forget about stopping and smelling the roses. Don't forget about the little joys in life, because the little joys add up to really big ones. And you can, you know, this brings miracles in. So the bee has been, you know, I have this new BFF here, the bee. And then it brought a friend. And the same thing, same energy. They're cool. And yeah, I know. I'm not saying go out and try to be best friends with one. You know, they'll let you know. But I do communicate a lot with nature, with animals, it doesn't matter, insects, trees. Nature talks to me a lot. And I receive a lot of incredible information from nature. And they've been very, very active in the last week. Well, then I had another one this morning. And I'm actually going to paint that one for you because it's kind of cool. When we come back from break, I'm going to paint that message because I stopped and said, what is this? And they said all kinds of stuff within 60 seconds. I couldn't believe it. And it was really incredible. So it was very encouraging. It was very positive. It was very uplifting. And it was for me. But it was also, I said, is this something you want me to share today on the show? And they said, absolutely. So I am going to do that when we come back from break. We're about to go to break in just a bit, so I don't have time to do it right now. But this is what we're doing. We're working with energy field. Because I've been asking, hey, what in my energy field do I need to do? What do I need to open up to? What do I need to release? I do that every day. I really do. I found that if every day, it doesn't pile up so much. It doesn't feel so overwhelming. I'm receiving a lot of response, and, you know, people are going through like, wow, I feel really heavy. I feel overwhelmed. Exactly. That's why I'm such an advocate for daily clearing, because it does feel like that if you don't tend to it regularly, because you're just absorbing all this crazy stuff that's going on around. And because that's so, it's like the trash pile is so high around you, you can't see the beautiful blue sky and the flowers that are blooming out in the open. It's like that. So energy can do that. Energy can block your view, and you can miss the joy in life. You can miss these beautiful opportunities that are there, but you can't see them. You know, you can't see the trees for the forest kind of thing. So yeah, if you have a lot going on, energy can feel that way. So that's why I put out the free energy self-care guide, and it's in the five lessons, the MP3 guided meditation. That's a simple get started thing there, guys. And we've had a lot of people joining in on that. And I want to welcome everyone. And some of you that listen to the radio have joined in, and I'm glad you have, because I'm going to be doing quite a bit with that. And that's just to get you guys started in this, if it's brand new to you. So we're talking about the energy field. We're going to be painting energy fields. We're going to be painting the energy that I've been seeing to deliver to everyone in the episode. So we are going to take the short break. When we come back, we are going to power on with painting the energy field. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back and we are ready to start painting. And I wanted to paint you the first thing that I received today. And it was something when I was doing my walking meditation with my co-host, Emmy, this morning. And we came upon a beautiful, let me grab some paintbrushes here. We came upon a beautiful feather, and I see feathers a lot. And different colors of feathers can mean quite a bit. you are working with nature and messages. This one in particular, let me see. I don't know if I want that brush or not. Yeah, okay. I got a little bit over here on this side. So this one was very predominant. I'm taking a little bit of blue with white. Okay. And it had an incredible, it was a feather, actually. It was a feather and it had the blue. So I thought, oh, blue jay, right? But then there was something that started speaking to me. So I have the blue, right? And I was looking at this. It had white. Now, this is white paper, so it's going to be a little weird, but let me try to do it over that so you can see it. At the tip, it had white. But at one side, it was very open, like it was speaking, like that's the mouth. That's exactly what it looked like. And I don't know if you can see that. Gosh, that's kind of hard to see. You know, when I was asking, I go, what is it that you want to tell me? The blue is beautiful. The blue also came all the way down one edge. Okay. And some of you that are birders, you might know what this one is. Came all the way down the edge. And I was asking, immediately I felt Archangel Michael. I go, Michael's got your back. It was almost like the whole spine. And the white at the top, which is really hard to see because it's blue, white, trying to paint white on. There we go. Let me see if I can get that a little bit better. It was like that on the tip. Okay. White on the tip with the little bit of blue. The rest of it had more of a darker black to it, you know, like a feather. But, you know, and all of this was, you know, the dark. But I was thinking, got my back. I'm like, you know, I'm just seeing a feather you see every day in nature. And I'm thinking, what in the world? And it was Michael's, like, I've got your back. I'm a structure that can keep you strong as you're moving forward. The white at the top, and it was speaking and like declaring. I mean, it was crazy. I thought, wow, that's a lot of information out of seeing one little feather. But it was saying, let that light in, let it in, open up, think about your crown chakra. And those that are new to chakras, we're going to be working with a lot with chakras over on my website too. I got a lot planned starting in September. But if you were to open up to let that divine light, the love in, bring that in and just think at the top of your head, just think, you know, if I could let in the most love healing elixir in right now in this moment, bring it in, just bring it, right? Bring it. So I thought, that's incredible. So I loved it. And Michael's got your back. He's the protector angel. So I thought, you know, thank you for that, because I think probably one of the hardest thing on a personal basis is people are trying to do what they really want to do and they're afraid they'll be silly. You know, sure, people thought, but how do you think I am doing this? And they can move on. They can go find something that works for them. This isn't for them. I'm not for everybody. But I'm here to help the ones that I resonate with, that resonate with my truth. What I'm doing is giving you a truth that is what I experience. I'm not worried about what a textbook says. I'm not worried about this and that. That works for them. There's a lot of wonderful people out there that do what they do, and that works for them, and they're sharing that. That's a beautiful thing. They're sharing it. But what I'm noticing is there needs to be a lot of cooling elixir and calm down. Everybody take a deep breath out there, because we're getting so upset about if you don't agree with me, I'm going to be angry and I got to stomp my feet and all this. Part of that is the energies that are coming in with an Aries momentum, really strong, like, no, I want to be heard. However, we don't have to scream and stomp all over everything to be heard. That's what we feel like because we've been so suppressed for so long. That's what it can feel like. But what I'm here to tell you is you can find a way to do that without it feeling like you are just going to explode off the chart. So this one was a beautiful reminder of, and the dark colors are that side of us that we keep hidden, or it also represented to me the shadow side of us, the darker side of us we don't like so much, or, you know, we wish it wasn't there and we don't know, we can't help it if we feel jealous or angry or whatever it is we are feeling. It's a part of you. It's absolutely a part of you, and it's a part that we have to acknowledge to release. That's the biggest thing that I see tripping people up, and they're feeling very frustrated and doesn't work for them because they won't let, they're so afraid of letting it go. I don't know if you guys can see that. Let me see if I can get it closer to the camera. Well, let me stay in the shot. Hang on. Got to figure this out. I got to go up. Can you see that, guys? There we go. If you're watching, and you can see the video later if you're listening on the audio. It's a place where energy is building. It's got to go somewhere. We've got to make it move. The energy's coming in, and I'm really seeing that. We had the Lion's Gate, if you guys follow that kind of thing. The Lion's Gate is, you know, wow, big change. The planets that are lining up for the last part of this year, wow, big change coming. And some of it's going to be very surprising to some of us. And yep, it is. It's going to be surprising. It's going to make you feel like, I don't even know anymore, because we're not going to know the new place. We're not going to know it. We're going to learn it together. We're going to learn brand new things. And we need to open up our mind for that. So my message is, hey, you know, it's okay to accept. And I don't know how to explain that. If you have a side of you that you don't like, it's kind of like a self-hatred almost. We have to accept the sides of us that we don't like. And here's the thing that I talked about last week. It'll reflect back to you a lot with people, from how people respond to you. Reactions are that reflection of that energy that's pent up. And a lot of the intense, aggressive energy is because of fear. Most of the time, the aggressive energy is coming from a place of fear. We feel like we've got to push hard, or we're going to get stomped all over. And that is such an illusion. That is such an illusion. And I am talking metaphysical here because I just know and see a beautiful, beautiful place. I won't give up on that. And I'm going to continue to put that message out there because we got plenty of the other. But the message that I'm giving you is, don't lose your truth. Don't be afraid of your own truth. Don't be afraid of even that shadow side of you that maybe you feel like, well, that's not spiritual to think or be that way. You have every one of those emotions. We have to sometimes claim things. And I say sometimes because it just, as you get to where you're getting, oh, okay, aha moment, I understand now, you know, when you get to that, that's when you'll know, okay, I get it. I see what you mean. Wow. It's like the eye opener, and it comes from inside you. So these next couple of months are very big for inside you coming out, but you're going to feel a little awkward with it. You're going to feel a little awkward with it because it's so new. So I'm going to move this one over and I'm going to pull another sheet of paper out because I've just been getting a lot of information lately. Another one that I wanted to talk about was people's, you know, what they've been experiencing as we've been moving into the energy, and they've been feeling like something's wrong. And I'm getting this ready because we'll have to go to break in a minute, and I'll do it when we come back. But when something you feel like, okay, why am I hearing all this high pitch ringing? And for those that are hearing that, don't be concerned that, okay, oh great, there's something wrong with me. You know, go check out, make sure you're okay. But if you're finding, and I'm finding this more than not, they can't find anything, but I'm having all this weird stuff going on. And yeah, you're being scared of it. It's an initial reaction to be scared of all these unusual symptoms when they have confirmed there's nothing wrong. It's fear being afraid because it's trying to keep the way it was. That just comes from that physical part of us that's programmed to be who we are like that. But there's this new part of you coming through, a brand new, and it's not even brand new you. It's actually the real you is coming to the front, and it's busting through it. And the side that we want the people to see about us, or the part that we want, okay, yeah, that's who we are or whatever. No. Guys, you are in a place where you can bust this wide open and feel free from within. So everybody's going to find a different way to do this. I know that. When we come back, I'm going to, paint another one, because these are just, I'm in awe, and I do this all the time, but I'm always in awe how they deliver a message to me. And for the people that are feeling really scared, or they feel like, why all of a sudden am I having all this intense negative inside me? It's coming up so you can deal with it, so you can walk through it, so you can, it gives you opportunity to not be afraid of it, not be afraid of it. Just know that that's okay. That's in there, and I don't want it in there anymore. And you're claiming with intention and asking your higher self, the part of you that's not afraid of any of this, and the real you, to say, you know what? I'm going to allow the higher self to just take this, and that's in there. I don't want it in there anymore. And it keeps coming and popping up. It keeps coming and popping up because it needs to be healed. It needs to be dealt with. And if it's something that is really overwhelming, you might want to seek some support for that with someone that does spiritual counseling, or, I do that. But, if you want to go with someone in your area, I'm just saying, don't go through it by yourself if it's just way, if you feel like, oh my gosh, it's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. There is always a solution. And some people feel frustrated because they feel like nobody, my angels aren't listening to me, that they are listening every single time. But the energies won't allow us to avoid what we need to deal with. And you will be a happier, peaceful you when you deal with it. So when I come back, we are going to take that short break. Now, when we come back, I'm going to do some more energy field readings that I've been picking up for all of us. And we have an email question that came in. I'll do that as well. If you want to call in for a read that I'll paint of your energy field, 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
And we are back. We are working with the energy field. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our video live streaming, and you can check out those details at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Because we're painting it, that's why I've added video. So I did the first one, and it was something that came in this morning with meditation to share with you. The second one I'm going to do right now. So let me grab some brushes. Let me see. This one feels kind of deep, but it's also a little bit about what I was talking about, what it feels like. And it's got me going in a circle. Let me make sure I'm in this scene. Okay. So it was a dark, I'm using it. It's a Payne's gray is what this paint is, but it's dark. And the center, it's a circle that I'm going around. I'm making a circle with this Payne's gray. And it didn't have me do a solid stroke. It had me kind of, it's kind of almost a, kind of a dry brushing, not quite, but just more like tapping it on. And it has white that's coming through it. So here it is. So we have this circle of the Payne's gray, which is going to look black on your screen because it's pretty much a dark color. It's just not true complete black. This is representing an energy field, okay, around pretty much everything that's going on out there. It also had me go after some red. This is a cadmium red, and the red is going around the outside, okay? So we've got this ring. It's a dark ring. We've got the red. I know this is looking kind of like a negative message. No, it won't be. Just hang on. It's never a negative message because I'm working with the angelic realm, and they show me what we're doing, and then they show me how we're going to fix it. Don't you love that? They show me how we're going to fix it. So, of course, what is that? The red is the pain. The red's the pain the world feels right now, the pain that you might be feeling individually, okay? And it throbs, okay? It's having me bleed it out a bit. It throbs. It hurts. Okay, that's what this is. So it's almost got that. So, and you know, they use this movement a lot with energy because energy moves. And so it's like this circle. So here we've got this dark. Now that dark is basically a block called fear. That's the fear. And it's just locking us down. We are going to be the inside part of this. Let me see if I can find a color that they want me to use. Different brush. Okay, I'm going to use the blue again, a little bit of white to it, so it's lighter, and so you can see it. So this is the center of us, okay? That's who we are in there. That center, that beautiful part view. So I've got that blue down. And then right in the center, if you could just imagine that spot of white, that is your divine light within you, that divine spark within you. That's within everybody, that we all have this, okay? Now, what it's telling me is we go back into this blue and the white. And Michael is basically claimed the color blue here for, and he does a lot. He always comes across with this very incredible blue. But we want to expand that light from within us all the way out and bust through this, okay? So as we are moving, if this was expanding, and when you're doing your meditation, your prayer, if you were thinking, that side of me that's not afraid, that side of me that's my truth, if it had the opportunity to bust through, what would it do? What would it do? And it's starting to circle. And if you were to do this with Michael at your side at all times, I mean, let him guide you with this. Let him bring you out. It's going to bring it all the way out to the edges, obviously. Okay. Now I'm meeting that fear. Okay. Wow. Now I'm meeting the fear. Okay. Wow. What do we do now? I've hit the wall. No, you haven't hit the wall. You've just hit that block that's keeping you stuck, that block that we feel. That's what you're feeling. So I love it when they have me go for the painting knife. So that's what they got me going for, because that's the, just let's cut through this mess. And we're going to take the blue in a deeper color. And now that we've hit this wall, with Michael's help, we can make a crack in this. We can actually bust through this. We can move out of these places that we feel we cannot get out of, okay? So these are making cracks. These are making cracks. And then what happens? Then our light can come through it. Our light can bust through and dissolve. Basically, it'll spread, dissolving the problem. But we're doing who we are. We are truly being that. So this one was for everybody and everything that's going on. That center of us is where you want to go. That is going to be what's going to get you out of this mess. It's going to change everything. But it has to come out. And you have to let it through that barrier that we've held up in ourselves. That's what this was about. So I'm going to move that one to the side. And I'm going to start with, it looks like we have a caller that I'll bring on, and we might have to move into the next segment, but I'm going to go ahead and bring the caller on, Brian.
And it's the one and only Derek from New York City. Welcome.
Hi, Derek. Is Derek there? Maybe not. I tell you what, let me know.
He's there now.
Oh, Derek?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, what is your question?
I'm in the process of applying to business school and just wondering if you have any insight in terms of, you know, if I'll be successful and if there's any guidance that you can provide or whatever it is you can see.
Okay, all right. Well, first I feel... wait a minute. Hang on. They got me going for something here because I'm painting them. If you didn't know, I don't know if you just tuned in or not.
Yeah.
So they've got me going for proactive color, which is the red, and it's not anger red. It's confidence red. Okay. And it has it. And I have this like line that goes across the paper. Am I in the shot here? Okay. I always move this paper around and then it's not. So I've got this, and this is your confidence, and it's, the confidence is there. You have more confidence than I think you acknowledge. And now it has me going in these strokes straight up. And it's literally saying, this is going to sound kind of weird the way it's describing. It's like, don't sit on your confidence. Let it up and let it breathe and let it flow completely out of you. And it's not an arrogant thing. It's accept and claim that you are going to be very successful in this school, because I'm seeing a lot of really positive potential for you, Derek. But one thing that could trip it up and cause self-doubt is shadowing your own confidence that you can. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And this is a big brand new area for you in life. I mean, you're getting ready to go do something big and different. Is that what's going on here?
Correct. And so, you know, I wasn't successful the last time that I applied. So I'm kind of reevaluating my strategy and, you know, just making sure that I'm on the right path.
Okay. I'm feeling absolutely this was a very bold, direct caller that said, heck yeah, this is your time to shine and get, you know, like let the light come out. And I mean, when it had me go just straight for red, that was the only color. It was like straight for red, show that it's sitting there kind of in a hibernation and basically unlock the gate and let it go. Just let it fly. Now, reevaluating the approach was very wise. And you were on the right track on your own intuition with that, by the way. And hang on, Brian, we're going to break one sec. But the confidence, because the first one didn't work, that doesn't mean a failure. It means there's a better way to approach it. And it gives us another opportunity to try again. The word failure really trips us up and we feel like we're not getting anywhere. It's not working. It just means, you know what, there's a better way. And so with this, and I got to go quick because we're about to go to break, but Derek, I definitely want you to know that I picked up a very strong surge and a lot of energy that just needs to be let out of the gate for you. And you're going to shine. I hope that helps because they are very direct with that. And it's very like all the confidence in the world just needs to be trusted within yourself.
Got it. That makes sense.
And I'm actually excited for you. That sounds fantastic. So they just were to the point and that was it. And there she is and there she goes. And I went, all righty then. So thank you, Derek, for that, because a lot of people feel like that. And I have to go to break. I've run out of time for this section. So, and I won't hold you up, but I wish you the best because I really feel lots of success for you. And if you keep thinking that way, especially right now with the current energies, there's nothing but a win-win here, but you have to believe it within yourself and then it ignites it and it just goes.
Got it.
Thank you so much, Derek. And thanks for calling
in.
Guys, we have to go to break again. When we come back, we're going to keep going with painting the energy field, painting what's really going on and what we can do to make big things happen in a positive way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-425-425.
855-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our video live streaming. And you can check all the details out about that at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And quickly, I've got one more that I'm going to do, and this is going to come from the email bag. And it was a question from, and we're painting, by the way, if you just joined us, we're painting readings, intuitive readings with the energy field and emotional blocks, whatever might be holding things up. So this comes from Renee, and it says, "Hi, Jen. I've been feeling very energy depleted lately, very tired, sluggish, etc. So I'm assuming it's coming from the big shift that's going on in the universe. Can you sense or feel my energy field around me and what's going on? Thank you, Renee." Or maybe it's Rennie. It's R-E-N-E-E. If I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, I'm sorry. Not sure, but maybe it's Rennie. First of all, the first color, you know, Michael's just all about this today. But you know what? Why not? I mean, I can't imagine a day without him watching my back, right? So Michael comes in right away. Energy depletion, yes. That's right along with the symptoms of basically what I call the Great Awakening, the big shift. The energy is shifting everything. It's making everything that we feel differently. Senses are heightened. And I'm hearing this from people that, don't even feel like they're doing any of this. I hear this from analytical people, you know, people that are just in everyday jobs or very analytical type thinking people. They're like, what is that loud pitch I keep hearing? Nothing wrong with them. Why am I smelling something more than normal? Why am I tasting something? And the senses are heightening. I want to say that. The blue comes in for you, Renee, immediately because it's coming in from Michael. And it's here I am. I mean, a lot of circles today. Have you noticed that? A lot of circles. But this is coming in. And then it came in simple, but it came in as a softer blue. And then he had me swirling it. Okay, and that's the energy. And he wants me to tell you, surround yourself in the color. If you got color blue to wear the soft powder blues, the lighter blues, the softer tones. Put blue in your life somehow. The color blue can help you. Softer, calming music can help you. Yes, you are going to feel very tired. One of the biggest symptoms, and this is also going to help you with peaceful sleep. It can happen with this energy when you start to actually connect into it. It's basically detoxing all the lower dense frequencies out of our bodies. And that feels like bricks we're trying to get out of our system or broken glass, it can feel quite uncomfortable. And it can feel like, why am I so tired? I feel like I'm just dragging this brick. You're actually feeling the awareness of how heavy that lower frequency energy is. Yeah. You have risen to an awareness that that just feels heavier now and you want to shed it off. So you're looking to keep a cleansing about you, just, you know, putting a lot, as much peacefulness. It might be a little bit of quiet time for you. Overstimulation is what I feel very strong for you, Renee, is countering that. Because if you are responding to the energies that are helping us to get rid of the lower frequencies, guys, you will probably feel, it will feel more aware to you that it's heavier energy. Because if you're in a lighter frequency, it will feel heavier. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people will relate to this. I know that I do. And the goal is making sure you're doing whatever you can for your health. If you're feeling exhausted, you're going to feel like you're not getting enough sleep with something like this. You might find that you're waking up and you're like really hotter than normal. And I'm not talking the hormonal part. You know, it's not the hormones. This is just when it's burning itself off, it kind of has a frequency of heat, and heat can cleanse, you know, fire cleanses in metaphysical terms. So it's fascinating because as soon as I've been around something that's, I know isn't so positive or a little bit heavy for me, wham, you know, and when I work energy healing, heat all over me, if I'm moving that energy or we're clearing that person and, you know, I kind of feel it as it's flowing off them, I'll feel it. And then it comes right off me. I don't keep it because I'm just conduit for that. Peace and calm blue. You got to think calm blue, calm music, activities that are calming for you, because you will feel, if you're starting to feel like that and it's depleting you, you need to look at the diet. You need to look at what you can do to improve your health physically, help support your body. I had to do quite a few changes myself. I mean, I'm very much of a health and fitness nut anyway. I mean, I exercise, whatever it is. I'm non-GMO, more, you know, I'm very much about health oriented because I know that my body is a vehicle for what the work that I do. And it needs to be at a level that can handle the frequencies I'm picking up. And some of them are quite off the chart. And there's lots of new information coming in. And it's going to make us question, why does it feel like this? Why do I feel like everything that I thought was real isn't anymore? You know, things like that are going to go through everybody's head. We're going to have, we don't know what to trust anymore. It is going to be like that because it's allowing you to actually be a participant in making choices for your life. So Renee, and for anybody else that's feeling the heavy drain, hearing the high pitches, heart palpitations, whatever is going on, you've got to look at physically what you're doing to help support yourself. And then also put in some things that nurture and comfort and calm you. So if you're feeling heavily drained, you're absorbing or you're actually noticing. Now, it's not just about being an empath and noticing or absorbing everything and keeping it. You are doing that, but now you're more aware of how heavy and dense and uncomfortable that lower frequency is, and you don't want it there anymore. Awareness is a huge part of moving past it. So honestly, it's a positive that you feel this. You're going to feel the sluggish because you're feeling the weight that's being pulled. And now it's going to give you more incentive to want to get rid of it. Let it go. Cut the cord, right? Michael can help you with that. Changing up what you can do in a healthy way for your physical body will help support your body as it's making cells that support a higher frequency. And we are out of time, guys. Wow, running out of time here. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show, watching the show. Go to the website. I've put together the energy healing startup guide, and I'm going to be doing quite a bit more, adding a whole lot more in September over there. I've got two free gifts over there. I've got the energy healing guide as a free gift, and also the meditations as a free gift at jenroyster.com. It's right there on the front page. It's really easy to find it. And that's JENNROYSTER.com. Thank you so much, everyone. We will see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.